Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we are talking about the do's and don'ts of those workplace holiday parties. What's the etiquette? What should you and what should you not do to make sure that you still have a job when the holidays are over? My guests are Karen Wishart. She is president of Curzon Staffing, and Paul Wharton, lifestyle expert and TV celebrity and all around man in black.
Bon vivant.
There you go. Bon vivant. With, you know, your hair is always. And,
Thank you.
Just always.
How's the skin?
Your mama did a good job. There you go. 202-319-78. Oh, my gracious. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Before we go back to the phone lines, I want to pick up that question that I asked ahead of time. Somebody please help me with small talk, because it seems to me that there are so many speed bumps, potholes, and in some cases there could be landmines that could blow you up at a holiday party.
Well, the first thing I'd say is don't trash anyone from your company.
Why not?
So don't speak, because you never know who they're going to talk to. Don't speak bad about anyone in the company. In fact, it's great if you don't talk about work at all. So keep it light, keep it simple, keep away from all those things, taboo subjects like politics, especially in this day and age.
Amen.
Religion and your boss's wife's looks.
Yeah.
So stay away from things like that.
Yeah, boss.
You know what else I would say? It's about who you're really having that small talk with. I think a lot of people don't really take the opportunity to meet the SVP that they never talked to, or the CEO.
Yes.
You're in the same room. So I'd be really interested in really encouraging people to, hey, take that opportunity. Don't tie up their whole night, but go over, introduce yourself, make sure that they know who you are, and just something really light and tasteful.
Absolutely, because it's such a wonderful opportunity, because when else are you going to have the senior management of your company in the same room in a somewhat casual settings? So yeah, don't stay around people who you work with every day, who you talk to every day. Use that as an opportunity to, as Paul says, meet other people out there in your company.
Excellent. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Tom, calling from Centerville, Virginia. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Tom?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I've actually turned that into a business. I escort people to office parties and holiday parties and barbecues and outings at the office, but everyone's absolutely right. At all the time, you have to display your best behavior. At the same time, if you're used to hanging around certain individuals, hang around individuals opposite of the office crowd that you go to, and at all times, you know, take every option as a networking option for your career.
Okay, are you like rent a boyfriend for holiday parties or something?
Yes, I am.
Really?
Yes, I've gotten countless promotions for my clients. I've also gone to the Bahamas 7 times.
I would imagine that would be quite possible. This is a family show. However, I have so many questions.
Do you pretend to be their boyfriend?
Yeah, I mean, how does that work at the holiday parties, Tom? I mean, you know, so how do you identify yourself, as Paul is asking?
I just go and I identify myself as a friend, but it starts anywhere from 2 months to 3 months in advance, where they know that someone's coming to the party, and I'm just identified as a friend. And, you know, as I go there, I work myself into management, to the management table and the bar, and planting a seed.
So if this is just for one, let's assume this is for one party, how much do they pay?
A long time.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
I couldn't hear you.
How much do they pay you?
I charge anywhere from $125 an hour to $300, which also includes expenses as well.
Wow. Well, you know, just keep it safe and keep it legal, and happy holidays to you, Tom. So, that's interesting. I guess the question for him is, how's his skin?
Right.
Yeah, and his hair.
It's probably looking pretty clear.
one would hope so. Wow. Okay, gee, let's talk to Maggie. Maggie calling from Stafford, Virginia. Maggie, what's on your mind? Maggie, are you there? Maggie, give us a call back if you can. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Mark, calling from Silver Spring. Mark, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Do we have Mark? Did we lose Mark also? Mark, give us a call back if you can. Okay, so here's a really serious question, and this is for Karen. And this goes along with the issue of too much drinking and all of the other untoward possibilities. If you are a woman and you are at the party, either you're a single woman or you are attending, you know, solo without the services of our friend Tom there, what do you do if the boss or a manager or someone gets handsy?
Oh, yes.
Because I think that is, you know, a reality that when everyone is stone cold sober and working during the course of the week, you know, no problem. But often when people get relaxed or overly relaxed, they have a tendency to, you know, overindulge with, you know, with the hands. How do you handle that short of calling security or the CEO's attention to that?
Well, I think the first thing is and this happens to some men out there too, that some women get handsy, as we'll say. The first thing is you've got to go in with your own defenses, which is not drinking too much so that you can be in control of your actions and what you do. But what I would say, if somebody is being hands-on and it's a fair-sized party, just move on, extract yourself from that situation and move on. If the person continues to follow you or continues to put their hands on you, make it clear that it's unwanted. And the same way that if you were in the office and somebody did that, seek out somebody from HR, seek out a friend. There's always safety in numbers, but just try to get away from that person. You know, it is a holiday party. If it's something that, like, if you're Trump grabbed or something like that, then, you know, that's the time when you do have to call attention
to it. So what if it's the boss, though? Can you still?
Yeah, and those things can happen as well. How do you handle that?
Well, if it's the boss and the boss has had too much to drink, there's two situations here. One, whether you are specifically the target of his affections or whether you just have a grabby boss who will grab at any free thing going by.
Not free, but
not free. Yeah. Not according to Tom, anyway.
Because we lost all our other calls.
Yeah, they were like, ooh.
Happy ending.
Well, I tell you, the temperature of this show just really changed.
Boss, then again, try to extract yourself from that situation. Find somebody from human resources, from a senior manager, your boss, your supervisor. Let them know that it is an uncomfortable situation. And hopefully they will intervene and take grabby hands boss someplace else and you'll be away from it. If it's something that is very offensive to you, then the next day go and talk to human resources and let them deal with it. Because there's no reason nobody should have to have anyone's hands on them that they don't want.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Okay, Paul, here's a question for you. Because we are obviously talking about, you know, the holiday season, party and the like. Let us assume for just a moment that we are talking about corporate America, Fortune 500 companies and the like. How do you define festive dress?
Well, I think everybody knows that the holiday season means you're a little bit more glittery. You can go shorter than normal. Not too bad. I think you would probably stick to the same rules. I'm not the perfect person to ask because I'm like, higher heels, shorter dress. That's my world, you know. But, I mean, if you work in a corporate culture, then I would assume that you wouldn't wear anything that's too revealing, that's too short. But yeah, I think you get a pass during the holiday season to be a little bit glitzier, to wear a little redder lip, to wear a little higher heel, and to just have fun. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been at several corporate holiday events over the last week, and these girls are coming in there not looking like they do from 9 to 5. They went home, they spruced it up, the hair is big, the lips are red, and everybody is just having a great time.
And I would imagine, too, you know, the following week, you know, you know they go back to it.
Yeah.
And people are like, hey, Margo.
Wow.
I didn't know you had
you model style, in your past life,
style
Margo?
And taste.
Yeah. So I think you get a bit of a pass. Do you think so?
Hey, Paul, can you talk about, and this is specifically for the women, mm-hmm. how they can glitz and glam it up without too much chest showing?
Well, I mean, certainly that's just all about the design of their dress. And, you know, you would just want to be tasteful in your cleavage choice. So I think finding a bra that's appropriate for a work event, you know, maybe you won't use your Victoria's Secret push-up bra with everything kind of pushed up and out. But it's really about finding a dress that's appropriate for your body type.
Mm-hmm. And because I think there's cleavage and then there's clavage, mm-hmm. you know. And
now, clavage, is that cleavage from Cleveland?
Yeah, pretty much. That means, too, as my mother would say, way too much clavage, you know. And I think that Karen makes a good point, because, again, when you talk about being, you know, a little more festive in a party mood, and you do want people to keep their eyes above middle C, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Again, that's a mother's term. Above middle C, you know, when you're talking and engaging, you know, at these kind of events. Now, here's another one, and this is another big horror story, and we kind of joked about this, but, you know, obviously, you don't, number one, get handsy, and even if, you know, and if that happens, you don't take someone to the executive washroom.
And
fooling around. Yeah. But here's the thing. If you walk into a single person, you walk into the executive washroom and you see someone indulging in sexual activity, your coworker, what do? Do you stop them? Do you shut the door? Do you throw cold water on them? How do you handle that?
And Karen, you can really take this, but I do have a story. This happened. I hope these people aren't listening right now. But I went to a corporate event the other day, and I know these people. But it was a young lady that works for the company. She ended up texting the bosses of a large company, the boss's husband. Okay, so I see all this back and forth. The boss leaves.
The boss is a female.
Female. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Young lady, the female, and the boss's husband was there, and they go off to the side, and I go in and I see them making out in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's a black young lady and this is a white man. Mm-hmm. Okay. So once they separate and he goes out and he kind of gives me a high five, like, oh yeah, isn't this cool? I pull her butt to the side. I said, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Pull it together. Never do that again. You're being extremely sloppy. Go home right now, or else I'm telling your boss. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really going to tell the boss, but I wanted to put a little fear in this woman that you're risking your career. I mean, why are you feeling like this is making you, but you're looking like a fool. Mm-hmm. A total
what was
fool.
Her reaction?
She cried. She was shocked, and she kind of acted so disheveled and like she was a little drunker than she really was, and she did leave. She did leave the party. But, I mean, it seemed to me that that wasn't the first time that was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so what about that? What about people fooling around with the boss's husband or with coworkers.
And what should you do if you stumble upon something like that? Because and this is why I ask, because it's not just the here and now, but you got to go back to work on Monday.
And that's the thing. You have to go back to work on Monday. And then I always process this from the mind of a lawyer. But
that's scary.
Now
I'm scared. Yeah.
So hearing your story, Paul, I was like, ooh, I'm putting zeros after whatever claim that's going to be. But I think that if you stumble into somebody, you go into the restroom, or in the case when I was a young attorney, into the boardroom, and you see something happening, you have to say something.
To whom?
To the people who are in there. Like, I don't think this is the appropriate place to do that. I would then, you know, I will recommend, I don't know how many people will actually do this, but you've got to go again back to human resources, because it's not just about what happens at the party. It's not just about the reputation of the young woman or the young man the next day at the office. It's about whether or not there could be a lawsuit, or whether or not they could claim harassment. So you see the boss with a young, say, receptionist, that's sexual harassment.
I want to talk a little bit more about that and some of the other things, the do's and don'ts of holiday parties, those holiday work parties. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment. What's going on? Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation about the do's and don'ts of workplace holiday parties. We're talking about the etiquette and what will help you stay in your job even after the holidays are over. So I want to get back to the piece you were talking about, you know, God forbid that someone stumble upon an uncompromising or a compromising position between two coworkers. Do you, and what if it is the boss, the big boss, and another employee that is not the big boss's spouse, and you're the lowly, you know, mailroom guy, you see that. I mean, short of, you know, brief thoughts of extortion.
I'd turn away. I keep moving. Know. I'm sorry, Karen. Self-preservation.
You know, because if they see you, I mean, do you, and close the door again?
Wait, unless the male guy, can he get a settlement? Would you put some zeros on that or no?
I don't know.
Who gets those zeros you spoke of before?
Yeah,
that's interested in that.
It could be. If it's the boss, okay. And let's say it's a young assistant.
But what if it's the boss and the CFO?
Oh, well,
you know, or the COO, you know, and
they still should know better. They should.
I didn't ask whether or not they knew better, though. My question was,
nobody gets to come up on that one.
Yeah. What do you do if you see something like that at the holiday party? Because like Paul said, these things happen so frequently, and it happened this week. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that there's going to be a party tonight. There's going to be a party tomorrow. There's going to be a party next week. And people are listening right now, and they already know that there are some shenanigans going on in the office anyway.
I'm going to a party when I leave here. I plan to act a straight up fool.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Completely tear my drawers.
Yeah. So what is the best advice, Karen?
The best advice is if you go in there and stumble in and it's somebody senior, and you feel you must close the door and move on, tell somebody from HR. Tell somebody at the company. Let the HR person go and deal with it.
Okay. What if it's the HR person? No, I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave it alone. So now here are some other you know, smaller issues, and this has to do with, you know, with etiquette as well. What is, you know, you do the gift swap, you know, the Secret Santa kind of thing. What kind of gift do you give to a coworker, or what kind of gift do you not give to a married coworker, male, you know, or female? Because I think those things, you know, can really get, you know, a little dicey at times.
So what I would say for this is don't give anything that you wouldn't be comfortable opening up in front of your mom and dad.
Okay.
That's good. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Your thoughts about that, Paul? Because again, you know, sometimes you have limits depending on where you work, you know, $25. And, you know, I gave my boss a Michael Kors gift card. Mm-hmm. You know, because she loves, you know, Michael Kors. My boss is certainly, you know, a woman. So she can get whatever it is that she wants. But then I gave one of my other coworkers, also a woman married, and I got her a oh gosh, what do you call that material? It's kind of a kente cloth carry bag.
Okay.
You know, and it had, you know, a black woman in
it. That's for somebody you really know.
Yeah, and I think because we are very family oriented here and we do know our coworkers, and I know that, and she loved it. And they both loved it. So, you know, I've been batting 1,000 on the whole gift-giving thing.
Well, yeah. The gift card thing, I think you struck it right there. I mean, it's easy. If you have a spending limit, you spend right up into the limit, and it takes all the fuss and the muss out of running around. But if it's Secret Santa, you know, the gifts are pretty benign. You buy a nice scented candle. You yep. buy a set of wine glasses, a really cool wine opener. Of course, everything goes back to wine with me, mm-hmm. but you kind of see where I'm going with that. I'm really into gifts that give back. That's been my thing for the last couple of years. Today, I talked on my show, we talked about this company called Bloom and Give. All of the items are made in India, and 50% of the profits go back to educating girls in India. But there's a lot of those companies that are kind of like that. I have a jewelry line called Unto Others, and with each purchase of the bracelet, I donate 3 meals to the Capital Area Food Bank.
Mm-hmm.
So around the holiday times, I'm really into giving gifts that then give to other people, and people really take more stock in receiving that. It means more to them.
And I would imagine that if you were to give, for example, if somebody bought the jewelry or if someone bought something from the other company that you had mentioned.
Blooming Gift.
And shared the background. If I were to give something like mm-hmm. that, you know, to Karen, it's not just, you know, hey,
here's
you know,
here,
here, here, yeah. you know, Merry Christmas, baby, and I'll see you in the office on Monday. But it really does have, some particular significance. And the other thing, and this goes back to the heart of etiquette. A lot of the parties are given at public venues or rental venues. But what if a party is given at, you know, the boss's home?
Mm.
Is there a different attitude or a different expectation of you as an employee/guest?
See, I don't think so. I think that it's the same, you know, you have the same etiquette, or you should have the same etiquette, same behavior there. The one thing I will say that if you're in a public place, you generally can roam a little bit more. If you're at the boss's place that's being held on the first floor, or it's being held in the basement, don't go wandering off through their house.
Mm-hmm.
Stay at the party mm-hmm. place.
I was, because I would always, be afraid that someone, is going to, get handsy with my stuff. If I had the party at my house, I mean, yeah, I love all my employees, but there's always that one
mm-hmm.
employee.
No, I live in the city, and so I always tell people there's one bathroom. That's just my bathroom. That's mm-hmm. my bathroom. Use the other bathroom. This is a city place. You can see where you're going. It's not like it's so sprawling. But go down there. There's a bathroom over there. There's a half bath over there. This bathroom is my bathroom. And each time I give a party, it surprises me. Oh, at this point, I'm just like, are you really? Y'all are in my bathroom?
Uh-huh.
Why are you in my
In the
bathroom?
Cabinets underneath. Yeah.
Looking through all my skincare products.
Yeah, exactly.
I need all my stuff.
Sampling.
Sorry, I'm going back to that.
So now, are there? And we've spoken about employees and staff, but what about the hosts or the upper echelons of a company that are throwing the parties? What kind of responsibility do they have? What kind, as it relates to etiquette and their expectations? Should they lay out certain things or making those suggestions a little bit over the top?
I don't know if they have to make the suggestions, but they have to lead by example. So I think they, when they set the tone of the party when people come in, I think that, and you brought up a really important point, because it's not just about employee etiquette. It's about the employers, about the CEO, about them coming to the party, about them taking the opportunity to welcome their staff, taking the opportunity to thank their staff. Making sure that they, they network with people who they wouldn't normally network with. So I think they have an obligation as well.
Mm-hmm. I think one quick tip for any employee that's going to their employer's home, It's really easy nowadays to show that you're socially responsible by simply calling Uber. Because if you're going and you know you're going to be drinking at your employer's home, there is a part of them that's saying, wow, I don't want to be their mom or their dad, but they've had three. They've had four. Oh, my God, their car's outside. You know, that's going to really make your boss feel like this is not a person I'm going to trust to move up through my company because they're not socially responsible enough to come here in an Uber. So leave your car at home,
yep.
Take an Uber or a Lyft, and that actually speaks volumes. And then you can have a couple extra.
And you know what? And I think, you know, Paul, you bring up an extra important point, a very critical point, because even from a leadership perspective, whether they do it quietly or even if they do it overtly, considering the times that we are living in, you know, as the evening, you know, comes to a close or gets close to a close, I should say. And, you know, I think the boss has a responsibility to kind of look around and see who's, you know, who's leaning a little extra more, a little extra, you know, whose stilettos are a little wobbly and perhaps, you know, maybe quietly saying, and particularly if you are the boss and they may be more likely to listen, you know, to you say, do you need an Uber? You know, whether you're, you know, at the boss's house or you're at another, you know, public venue or something like that, you know, perhaps saying, I want to make sure you get home safely because you're a valued employee. I want to see you back here in one piece on Monday, perhaps. Or is that another lawsuit there?
No. That's actually really important. And I don't think that is just the obligation of the boss. Mm-hmm. It's everybody who's at that party. If you see a coworker who, you know, like has now put their coat on backwards and really thinks that they're all together, you have to say or get somebody and say, you know what, perhaps we'll call you an Uber or perhaps we'll call you a cab. I did want to raise one other quick thing, and that's about social media.
Yeah.
Don't just be careful with what you post on social media from your holiday party.
Okay, there you go. Especially if it involves cleavage.
Right.
You know,
or the boss's address.
Or the boss's address. How about that?
I did that from my house, and I said, do not post my building. I don't do that.
Yeah, there you go. Great way to end this conversation. Karen Wishart, Paul Wharton, thank you so much. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and certainly looking forward to seeing both of you all in 2017.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, December 16th. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Taylor Thomas, Troy Johnson, Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, engineers Craig Fowler and Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. You can reach me on Facebook at Harold Fisher WA.